Viruses such as the coronavirus are fascinating and mysterious not only by how they're so quickly able to spread across the world and cause pandemics, but also by the nature of their existence. Scientists can't agree on whether viruses are alive or dead. While it may seem to most that viruses should be considered living, classifying the little bugs as such would challenge our notion of what being alive is. Unlike other micro life forms such as bacteria, viruses have some strange characteristics that are not observed in any other life forms here on Earth. Observe a single virus and you might conclude that it's dead, but put that virus in a human and you cause a worldwide pandemic. In this fascinating video, we're going to go deep on what it means to be alive by revealing the strange workings of viruses, both harmless and deadly, small and large. Before we could microscopically view viruses, it was naturally believed that they were alive. It was theorized by many scientists in the early 1900s that creatures smaller than bacteria existed to cause diseases such as rabies. They couldn't initially identify or observe any bacteria associated with deadly diseases like rabies, but through the process of elimination, they arrived at the conclusion that there must be creatures of some kind, smaller than bacteria, that have powerful ramification to a creature's well-being. And of course, scientists were right. Viruses do exist and do cause great damage to our well-being. What baffled scientists was the work of Wendell M. Stanley and his colleagues, which took place at what is now the Rockefeller University in New York City. Stanley and his team crystallized the first virus in 1935, and doing so revealed a fascinating insight. Viruses lacked essential systems necessary for metabolic function, which is a keystone of all other living creatures on Earth. It seemed that viruses live a kind of borrowed life, according to top virologists at the CDC. The fact that viruses exist, and not just exist, but can literally impact the entire modern human civilization, as observed by the current travel bans across the world due to COVID-19, has led to an interesting question. What is life? Life was originally thought as having seven characteristics, which are as follows. Number one, be able to respond to stimuli. Number two, grow with time. Number three, produce offspring. Number four, maintain a stable body temperature. Number five, metabolize energy. Number six, consist of one or more cells. And number seven, adapt to their environment. All living creatures on Earth have all seven characteristics, except viruses. Viruses are missing a few of the above, putting them in the gray zone. Viruses are not able to produce their own offspring. They require a host cell to reproduce and actually make the host cell produce more versions of itself. This is different from being a parasite. You see, a parasite leeches resources off of another creature, but it still produces their own offspring from within itself. The virus, on the other hand, hijacks a cell and takes resources from the cell, but it makes the cell produce more of the virus instead of reproducing for itself. Viruses also don't have self-preserving behavior, except when they come into contact with another cell that they can leverage, in which case they only reproduce. However, they completely lack self-preserving behavior. For example, they don't avoid things that would kill them. A virus can remain dormant in a place for a very long period of time, perhaps even forever. It isn't until it either falls apart or gets destroyed. For example, if you wash your hands with hand sanitizer or soap, it would destroy the virus and mess up the DNA. Or until the virus comes into contact with the cell, that it starts responding to the environment. Viruses baffle scientists on the "is it living or not" question, because all observation of viruses seems to indicate that they are just chemical processes that are just happening. Unlike bacteria, which have autonomy over its biological functions, which pretty much means that they produce their own energy, they reproduce on their own, they basically have things within its own cell, viruses don't have this. It doesn't have any autonomy over its biological functions. Instead, it must tell a different cell, which is not itself, to produce more of the virus DNA. They are literally nothing but DNA and RNA strands that suddenly interact with other cells, that it comes into contact with. Finally, viruses aren't even a cell. Again, it's literally just DNA encased by a protective layer. That's all that a virus is. And that is not a cell, but a part of a cell. They have no ability to try to thrive on their own or protect itself from danger. Instead, they literally just lay there dormant until it comes into contact with a cell, in which case it infiltrates the cell just through a chemical reaction, and then through another chemical reaction, it just tells the cell to make more DNA of the virus, and then the cell kills itself. That's pretty much all that a virus does. Now, this is fascinating because viruses may have impacted evolution. You see, like all other creatures on Earth, viruses have evolved with time. When they infect a host cell, the DNA occasionally becomes mutated, leading to new strains of the virus. In fact, some recent scientific evidence suggests that viruses may have aided evolution in gene/DNA mutation. Also, perhaps to your surprise, there are many viruses living peacefully inside of you right now, and your immune system is none the wiser. And in fact, there wouldn't even be much reason to attack the virus for the reason that it's not pathogenic, it's not trying to attack you, and it's not causing any problems. These viruses are persistent and innocuous. Again, they're not harmful at all. Instead of infecting a host cell and reproducing rapidly and then killing the cell afterwards, many viruses take residence inside of a host cell where they remain dormant for a very long period of time or forever, or reproduce at an extremely low rate to avoid detection, and that also doesn't cause any problems to the cell or to the organism. Even more shocking, a virus can permanently colonize its host, adding viral genes to host lineages and ultimately becoming a critical part of the host species genome. Some scientists theorize, and evidence does exist, that viruses may increase the rate of mutations in species while peacefully coexisting within a host. This would allow the species to evolve faster and to test more strands of DNA. It's also worth adding that because viruses can only infect living creatures, they're constantly exchanging DNA between living creatures without the creatures even realizing it. Now, the total effects that viruses have on life are not well understood, and a lot of it is just theory. Viruses are a fascinating subject that is quite difficult to study and fully comprehend, and scientists still cannot agree on whether viruses are alive or just purely chemical processes that seem to happen. Regardless, it goes without saying that as evidenced by the breakout of COVID-19, which is coronavirus, viruses can have severe impacts on life, both on your health and by human civilization, in the sense that we're having all of these freakouts and media stuff and, you know, countries are closing their border and trade is stopping and all these different things are happening. So it's kind of crazy what these things, which might not even be alive according to some scientists, pretty much how they can affect all of us. So that being said, do stay healthy, try to stay happy, and be safe during these tough times. We wish you well from WildlifeX team, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Having trouble with wildlife in your home or office? WildlifeX team is your solution to get rid of the raccoons, bats, rats, and snakes. Having a professional team, we offer both residential and commercial animal removal methods by using innovative and integrated techniques. Our services include animal trapping, dead animal removal, nuisance wild animal control, and animal capture. What are you waiting for? To get 24/7 service, call us at 855-WILDLIFE for an affordable solution for your nuisance wildlife issues.